for us on this.
This one for you, buddy.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul. And Lord, haste the day when our faith shall be signed, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. And so it is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole.
It's well.
It is well
with my soul.
With my soul.
It is well. It is well with my.
The doctor said, man, your heart's a mess.
Yeah.
And I didn't think about that time. I thought about that where I said,
Yeah, my physical heart's a mess, but my physical
right.
my spiritual heart is
yeah.
all right.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
well with my soul.
Yeah.
My thankful back. I hate it. I couldn't. This is the only night I've been up here. I've been up the road at that tent revival
yeah.
with Wayne, and we just finished. They just finished up there, and I said, I'm coming down here.
Amen.
But anyway, I always wake up there. I love Brother Al.
Yes.
Run into him to Walmart. We used to have some good times with Bonnie. Run into her. And, but I'm just glad. That is well with my soul.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And Chris, before you sing, this has been wearing on me all day. I went with my best friend last night to the emergency room. She had a brain bleed in November, and she was dead. But the Lord spared her. And she's got another issue, not as serious, but we had to go back to the ER last night. And as we sit there, and I want to tell you these two instances so I can tell you what happened this morning. So we're in the ER. We had to wait for 5 hours to even get back. We watched ambulances bring in these kids that were OD'd. They had OD'd, and they just kept taking them back and taking them back. And the people that were up here waiting can't go back because we got so many kids here that are ODing on drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
That, you know, that we watched an ambulance bring a boy in. They brought him back with that Narcan. And when they woke him up, he ran out the doors. And a fourth of the emergency room chased him. We watched him bring another boy in. And they said that he had ODed on his dog's seizure medicine. And you know, it was just one after the other, and I just sat there and I thought, Lord, you know, I don't know how long this world can go on. I'm thankful that my sons know who Jesus is,
right.
and they're yeah. not in this, but I got grandkids now.
Sure.
And if the Lord doesn't come back, this drug problem is getting worse and
yeah.
worse and
yeah.
worse.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't scare you, it scares me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd like for you to, it's like it was made real to me last night as I watched these kids come in and then one run out. And so we went back this morning. She had to have a surgical procedure. And we're waiting in that waiting room where we had waited, where she had died in November. But the Lord spared her and brought her back. And we were waiting, and this woman came and sat down beside of us. Her daughter, who was 49 years old, had the exact same thing happen. Had a brain hemorrhage. She's now 8 weeks in ICU, still with a trach. Her skull didn't heal from the surgery. This mother is trying to take care of her daughter by herself. And she said, you know, I don't worry. She said, my daughter gave her heart to the Lord 2 days ago.
Amen.
And she said, if this is what it took to make my daughter, make her life right with God, then I'll thank him for it.
Yeah,
and
right.
she said, I ask that you remember her in prayer. I got a lot of people praying for her. And I said, I'll bring her up tonight and ask the church to pray for her healing.
Yeah.
But she said, I know it's in God's hands. And I know he's going to take care of me. I know he's going to take care of her. But just the whole 2 days has just, you know, just opened my eyes so much. And, you know, if you got little kids, if you got older kids, whatever you got, you know, we got a big problem.
Yeah.
It's not in the just in the country. It's in our town.
Right.
So
sure.
I'd appreciate your prayers for Wilma
yeah.
to ask God to. She gave her heart to the Lord after this happened. But it's just
that's
like
right.
she takes two steps forward and then four steps back, and she needs your prayer still.
Amen.
All right, get your hymnal, turn to 55 as the choir goes down. 55.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved on earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise and the glory of his resurrection share. When his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there.
Good to have you tonight, House of the Lord. We're here for a reason. We're here for a reason. Each one of us has needs, and we're here for a reason. It's been a good place so far. The other night, Brother Les let us be aware of a situation, and he came, and we all prayed around him. And they've got their baby with them tonight. And I think we ought to bring him up, and let's anoint him. His name's Benton. And we'll anoint him, and let's gather around Benton and pray for him and pray for his parents, because that's what the Bible tells us to do. Whoever's sick among you, bring him before the elders of the church, and we're going to anoint him. So at this time, before we go further, we're going to have them to come up, and we're going to do that. First thing, y'all gather around.
cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long night dreary, I know my Savior cares.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Bless you. Bless you, Randy. Come on, Randy. Amen. Amen. Bless you, Randy.
When life gets you down and you feel more broken than whole, when the wounds go deeper than words and you can't tell a soul, I may not know what you're going through, I may not can take that high mountain view, but one thing I found that I really want you to know. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master. He wants to share the burdens you bear, whisper peace when your world gets shattered. If it's your greatest joy, or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer, if it matters to you, it matters to the Master. Friend, do you think the maker and giver of life is far too busy to care about your trouble and strife? And he sees the sparrow that falls to the ground, and he hears your tears that don't make a sound. If you only knew how precious you are in His sight. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master. He wants to share the burdens you bear, whisper peace when your world gets shattered. If it's your greatest joy, or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer, if it matters to you, it matters to you.
It doesn't only matter to you. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master.
What does the world do in that situation with that child? What do they, how do they handle it? Can't handle it. What would I do without being able to come here and being able to ask for my brothers and sisters to pray for me? That's desperation. That's sad. That's sad that people go through these things alone. My wife's great uncle passed away today, 95 years old. What do people do without the Lord when somebody like that goes? I'm good with it because I know that it was well with his soul. That the song that when they sang that tonight, I feel like that was for me because it is well with my soul. It was well with his soul, and I don't know how people do without it. Without it. I just want to read a couple verses out of Isaiah. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. That's a beautiful verse because he's saying, why do you spend money? Why are you spending money trying to satisfy yourself? Why are you going out looking for things in the world? You know, Solomon said that he went and he got everything. He said, he got me men singers. I got me women singers. I built great works. I did all these things. And then he said, but all was vanity and vexation. And all was, you know, well, there was no profit under the sun. And so, you know, what we have here tonight, what we've had here this week is free. It's a free gift. And it just gives and gives and gives. And I'm thankful that we have that tonight. I'm thankful that we can seek his face. Somebody have a word testimony before we have more singers. Yeah, bless you, Steve. Bless you, buddy.
Last night, when Robbie said, you know, if the Lord tells you to do something, I promise you're going to do it.
Yeah.
And I didn't do that.
Bless you, Steve.
And I've been getting whipped last night and all day today. And I'm going to have to suffer the rest of the night.
Bless you, Steve. Amen. Amen. You got it tonight?
Pardon?
You got it?
Well, they got all the songs up there.
Yeah. Well, why don't you sing it? Bless you, Steve.
They're recording the service.
Amen. Bless you, Steve. Amen. Bless you. You sing it, Steve.
On that 15 Gospel Greats thing.
Bless you.
I call it home.
Yes. Amen. Bless you, Steve.
Amen. Bless you, Steve. Praise the Lord. He's passing by.
Bless you, Steve.
Somewhere beyond the grave, there is a land where Jesus went to prepare by his own hand. And for the saved by grace, there is a resting place. And in a few more days, it will be mine. Some call it heaven, I call it home. Some call it dreaming, then let me dream more. Some call it paradise, somewhere beyond the sky. Some call it heaven, but I call it home. Can't go back home again, and things will not ever be as good as they've been. But I've got good news for you. When heaven comes into view, one glimpse and you'll know the best is yet to come. Some call it heaven, I call it home. Some call it dreaming, then let me dream more. Some call it paradise, somewhere beyond the skies. Some call it heaven, but I call it home. Somewhere beyond the skies, some call it heaven, but I call it home. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Yeah, amen. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless you, brother.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah.
Bless you. I praise your name, Lord.
Amen. Bless you, brother. Bless you, brother.
Bless you, Jesus. I like it when it splashes.
Amen.
After that song and that testimony, I don't think I can say anything. You know, as she said, we moved down here about 6 months ago, and of course, I was out looking for a church.
Bless you.
What I would do about this, I was down here with Brother Dennis last summer when we had the revival. And when Dennis found out we were moving down here, just kept pointing to the church here. And I went to some small church she did too, where that's been in. And I can earn more than $3 every month. That's not the bargain. So I got to be very careful. I went to some place where I could fit in, some place I could get a little bit closer to all the word. So we found a Fisher Chapel down here. And we loved it. We just loved it.
Amen.
Truly, this is a wonderful church. I feel like that's when it's down for revival. I've been blessed. In my 3 nights, I didn't know it was Wednesday night. This brother over here told me.
Bless you.
And of course, that pastor up here, I didn't realize who was preaching, but I met him up in Buchanan.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Bless you.
Amen. Bless you. Bless you.
Amen.
Amen. There you go. Amen. Steve, thanks for being obedient, buddy. I needed that song too. Needed that song too. All right. Yeah, bless you, Junior. Amen. Amen. Hit her full speed. Bless you, Junior.
You can sing. Hey, you can sing when I get through here.
Bless you, buddy.
You want this?
Sure.
Amen.
Bless you.
Won't you turn your Bible to 2 Timothy? 2 Timothy, 3rd chapter. You can catch up with me. Know this also, that in last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontentant, fierce, despisers of those that are good, tradie, high-minded. Hey, listen, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Just like, hey, God give me this thought, and I wrote down just a few notes there just a few minutes ago. Yeah. In times like these, we need a Savior. Yeah. In times like these, friend, we need a personal friend that'll stick closer than a brother. Listen, I don't know whether you realize it or not, but we are in perilous times. We are in dangerous times right now. Listen to me. Hey, men, if you see on TV where a man drives up and shoots right through his wind, across his window there, and kills the state police sitting right beside him. Listen, can I tell you, in times like these, we need a Savior. Hey, time's running out. I'm telling you, I believe as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. That should be, listen to me, they eating and drinking and just being merry. Listen to, in times like these, we need a Savior. Listen, you know what? In the times of Noah, they didn't realize that they needed a Savior till it began to rain. And when it began to rain, I believe they began to look up, and I believe they began to tell Noah, "We believe you now, Noah. We believe." Listen, hey, they listen. Everything that was on man's heart in the days of Noah was evil continually, all the time. Listen, hey, that's the shape that our world is in today. People that listen. People that are not saved. I'm talking about people that doesn't have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. We're in good shape, but there's a lot of people in, and there may be somebody in the building tonight that's got religion that needs salvation. Can I tell you, if you got religion in times like these, you need a Savior. Because listen, at the last trump, when the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive remain shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, the only way that you'll be able to raise at that time is if you got Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Listen, in times like these, the brother and sister back here with this little baby, and I'm going to stand on the Word of God, what God told me here tonight. Listen to me. I wanted you to know that God told me that baby is going to be all right. So I'm going to stand. Listen, thank God there ain't a bit of use us coming and anointing somebody if we're not going to believe that God is going to do exactly what we've come to do. Thank God in times like these, when we are sick, when we are suffering, can I tell you, in times like this, we need a Savior. Hey, listen to me. The doctors, they can patch you up. They can give you prescriptions that long that you can't even read them. You don't even know what you're taking, but you'll take them by faith. Thank God. Why don't we take this book right here and eat the whole book? Thank God forever, because it's the only thing that's going to stand when this world's on fire. Listen, this word will stand in times like these. We need a Savior. Thank God Noah worked for 120 years. There ain't a doubt in my mind they made fun of him every day. Listen, they may laugh you into hell, but they can't laugh you out. In times like this, listen to me, friend, we need a Savior. I believe Noah, when God gave him the plan, hey, it was a perfect plan. He told Noah exactly how to build that ark, a place of safety. It was a place that he'd be able to get away from the world. Thank God. Listen, hey, can I tell you, I'm already entered into that place right now. Well, yeah, I'm entered into Jesus Christ. You talking about a place of safety. Hey, the devil may destroy the body, but he cannot destroy my soul. Thank God it's already been bought and it's already been paid for on the cross of Calvary. Thank God forever. Listen, in times like these, church, we need a Savior. When we've got lost children, when we've got our kids on drugs, listen to me. I know what they're talking about. I had to take one of ours two times to Huntington, had him in Ohio, had him in Kentucky, trying to get him help. Listen to me. In times like these, we need a Savior. Listen, there's only one answer for drugs, and that's Jesus. Thank God forever now that in this world today they're giving them another drug to try to take care of that drug. And only undoubtedly that drug must be stronger than the drug that was taken for them to be able to comprehend what's going on. Listen to me. But I've got a pill here tonight. If you'll take this gospel, I guarantee if you'll swallow, it'll take care of your problems. It'll take care of your sin problem. It'll take care of your heartaches. Praise God. God forever. Listen to thank. Well, praise God forever. Listen to me. In times like these, we need a Savior. I heard that for 32 years. You need Jesus. You need Jesus. Hey, I wouldn't listen to her at all. But that night, that one trip to the altar, when God gave me the gospel, I came alive in Jesus Christ. Thank God things hasn't been to change. Listen, you know what? I fly higher now than I've ever flew when I was on those drugs. I'm telling you, you take the gospel, and I guarantee you, you'll forget about the world. Hey, that's the reason I had problems thinking, how am I going to quit this drinking? How am I going to quit this cussing and swerping? How am I going to do it? Listen, that night when I took that gospel, hey, listen to me. It made those things didn't have no effect on me anymore. But Noah, listen to me. He was building that ark on a perfect plan. We've got a perfect plan. You can't improve anything that's perfect. And this book right here is a perfect plan to get to heaven. Hey, it's a perfect plan if you're sick. Well, it's perfect. I don't know about y'all, but I can read that fifth chapter book of James, and it's so simple. You go to the doctor, and I'm supposed to go Tuesday for a little minor surgery. And I guarantee you they'll give me, I'll lay there on that table and let them give me something to put me asleep. You know what? I got faith in that doctor, I guess. Why can't I come to Jesus and say, I got a need? I got a problem. I believe he says, I got the answer. I don't know, listen to me. I believe he can heal me. I believe that with all my heart. And I've asked him more than three times, but every time I ask him, he gives me the same answer. He said, my grace is sufficient. And thank God, you know what? It's been sufficient. And I told him a long, long time ago, hey, when I got down to where I couldn't hardly go, hey, they had sometimes carry me into church, sometimes they'd carry me out. And I told him one time, I told God personally, I said, God, if you just get me to church, I'll try to preach for you. Hey, if I give him a wheelchair, I'm going to try to preach for you. If it's in a recliner, I'm going to try to pray. You know what? Every time I go to the house of God and I get ready, when it's time for the preaching, there's something rises up in me. Praise God. Listen, as of right now, I don't feel any pain at all in this body. If my body could stand to do this from now on till I take my last breath, I wouldn't need another pain pill. I wouldn't need no blood pressure medicine. Praise, there's something about the presence of Almighty God that moves into a human being that absolutely, listen, this is a, I don't know about y'all, but this is one of them heavenly places that me takes me to. I forget about where I'm at. I forget about the troubles. I forget about the world. I thank God forever. Listen, you know what we need to do? We need to get carried away. I'm going to get carried away when I get carried away, and I'm getting carried away right now. Woo! Thank God forever. Listen, Noah, he's building the ark. God tells him perfect plan to build it. You know, I believe he's telling Noah, Noah, you're going to have times like these, you're going to need me. I want you to build it. He built it. They made fun of him. Ain't a doubt in my mind when his children got up to age. I believe he said, listen, I need you to help me. And I believe someone said, Dad, we just don't want help right now. But I believe there come a time he convinced them. Listen, kids, because if he hadn't convinced them, they'd have never got on board. Listen, friend, if you never get convinced, you'll never get to go to heaven. If you never get convinced that this man died on the cross of Calvary and died for your sins and paid for your sin debt, listen, he didn't have to, but he did. Listen to me, you're never going to go to heaven if you don't accept this. He said, preacher, they say you need to do this. Listen, you need to get this book right here. This is what it says. But Noah, Bill, listen to me. I believe he gets his sons, and I believe Miss Noah, she begins to help there. I believe that. Listen to me. All everybody around them making fun. Noah said, it's going to rain. What is rain? They've never seen rain before. But listen to me. I believe when they got her all built and God told Noah to get on board, and God, listen to me, Noah got on board. Noah didn't shut the door. If you look at that scripture, it said, and God shut the door. Listen to me. In times like these, you need a Savior, friend. Because listen, when he shuts the door, there's nobody going to open that door. You can't get in when the door's shut. So while the door is wide open tonight, in times like these, I ask you to come and give your life to Jesus. Because listen to me, our time as we look at it, our time that we look at it is running out. Hey, I believe it's almost midnight. I believe it's almost time for the death angel to visit the land of America. Hey, not only America, listen, he's going to go everywhere in the complete world and call his children. Thank God for it. I'm glad when he calls, I know his voice. Amen. Friend, do you know him? When's the last time you really talked to him? Or when's the last time he talked to you? It's been a long, long time. If I was you, I'd call him up. That's a song says, call him up, call him up. Tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line now. Hey, you call him, he'll answer. I'm glad he don't have those caller IDs like I got. Because a lot of times you look at that, oh God. That's that murmuring complainer complaining about the church. I know you people don't have that, but listen to me. I'm glad that God's lying, and I don't know how he answers millions and millions of peoples at one time, but I'm glad his ears is open to the cries of his children. Listen to me, in times like these, we need a Savior. Listen to me. Noah was on board. Guess what? Guess where grace was at? Grace was on the inside with Noah. The wrath of God was getting ready to be poured out on the outside. In times like these, friend, those people needed a Savior. But guess what? It was too late for them to have a Savior. You know what? It began to rain. And that old song, old country song years ago, it's a little too late to do the right thing now. Once it began to rain, it was too late to get on board as it began to rain for 40 days and 40. I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't studied, I haven't read this for a long time, but it's in there and I can feel it coming out right now. Listen, for 40 days and 40 nights, it began to do something that they'd never ever seen before. They seen the mist coming up from the ground, but this time there's water coming out of heaven. That's who opened up the heaven. God opened up the heaven. And guess why we get flooded every now and then? It's because God opens up the heaven. Listen, there's no use listening to the forecast. Might as well talk to the weatherman. He's in charge of the weather. He's in charge of these earthquakes. He's in charge of these hurricanes and tornadoes. Wonder what he's doing to America. He's trying to wake them up. He's trying to make them realize in times like these, you need a Savior. There'll be wars and rumors of wars, famines, earthquakes in diverse places. It's happening all around us. The last days. That says days. That's got an S on it. I believe the last day is here. Praying in times like these, if you don't have Jesus, when it begins to rain, you don't get on board. Boy, I tell you, as it began to rain, the ark began to float. All because of grace. I like what Wayne Runyon said years ago, and I'll never forget it. Grace. If you've ever watched any TV, which I've never been to Jerusalem, never been over that way, it's physically, been spiritually, I've been at that cross one time. Hey, physically, I've been there. I've seen that. But anyway, old Wayne said, listen, if you watch those camels are big and tall. Y'all know that. Hey, listen, and I thought to myself, well, how in the world do you get on them with a, hey, you know what those camels does? Those camels does like grace. They kneel down and they let you get on them. Thank God, that's what grace does. Grace kneels down and lets you get on. Thank God, then grace will raise you up. That's what he did in the storm. Listen to me. Grace raised that ark above the world, above the wrath of God. Everything that was on the outside was destroyed. Everything that was on the inside was saved. Why? Because they had a Savior in there. Thank God. Listen to me. Remember in the days of Lot. Thank God. Listen. Hey, y'all know what happened in Lot. Hey. It was a homosexual city. Doesn't that sound familiar anymore? We were at Kenora City here the other night, maybe last week. We went through the drive-thru, was getting something there. And we was waiting there at that drive-thru, and here's two young girls that look like maybe 15, 16 years old, kissing each other all over each other. Can I tell you where we're at? We're right in the last minute of time. We are getting ready to leave here. If God destroyed Sodom, the way I understand this thing, my Bible said God is no respect of person. If God destroyed Sodom over this homosexuality, guess what? It's going to happen again. But friend, I'd like you to know tonight, in times like these, those people, all they need is a Savior. I tell you, God can change it. They say it's in their genes. It is. And that gene is Satan. That is sin. But God, listen to me, God can change things. Boy, I tell you, Lot's in there. You know what, God, he's getting ready to go down to visit him down there. He said, I believe I'll stop at Abraham's house. So I want Abraham to know what's going on. He knew Lot was down there. His nephew, he stopped there at Abraham's house. Abraham, he said, listen, I'm going down to destroy Sodom. He said, well, would you destroy it if there's 50 righteous in the city? He said, no, if there's 50 righteous, he said, I'll not destroy the city. A lie. Abraham began to pray, began to plead for God. Hey, please, God, if there be 45, he gets all the way down to 5. If there's 5 in that city, will you destroy it for the lack of 5? He said, no, I won't destroy it. Hey, you know what God said? I believe God was sitting there with Abraham. I believe he told his two angels. He said, you go on down there. Listen, I like this. I love this story. And every time I think about it, I think about me. But they go to the city. Whole Lot sees them coming. He invites them in. He's going to make dinner for them. They said, no, we're going to bide out here on the street. He said, no, come on in and stay with us. Lot knew what went on at nighttime out there. He begged them in the house. Boy, they came in the house that night. The men, hey, they surrounded the house that night. Hey, all the city, they began to knock on the door, send those two men out that we may know them. They didn't want introduced. They want to lay men with men. Wonder what time it is. Tell you what time it is. It's time that we need a Savior. I'm telling you, they knocked on the door. They got a whole lot, and they said, they pulled him out. They said, we'll do worse to you than what we're going to do them. He said, listen, I got two daughters in here that have never known man. Let's let you have them. They didn't want them. In the last days, perilous times come. They're already here. They're already here. Boy, I tell you, God told him, he said, Lot, is anybody here? Those angels said, is anybody here beside your sons and the daughters? He said, tomorrow, he said, you need to get them ready. We're getting out of here because God's going to destroy the city tomorrow. God's going to destroy this place tomorrow. See, where he's at, it's never got dark yet. He's going to destroy this thing tomorrow. And the only body that's going to be saved is those that know Jesus. Boy, I'll tell you, the next day, Lot gets up and he gets his son-in-laws. They laugh at him. They mock at him. But his daughters, he convinced them. The next day, I tell you, you know what? You know how many people come out? Four. You know how many angels went in there? Two. You know how many hands he had? Four. If there'd been six, God sent another angel, give you a hand. In times like these, we need a Savior. God will give you a hand. He knew how many was coming out. It was Lot and his wife and his two daughters. So he sent them a hand. They got a hold of them. They started out sitting. They said, don't look back. If you look back, you'll turn to a pillar of salt. For some reason, Lot's wife looked back. And I don't believe she looked back to see what's going on. I believe there's something back there she desired. I was talking to somebody here before church about looking back. Sometimes I like to look back, see where God's brought me from. But there's nothing back there I want. Everything I left back there was heartaches and troubles. And I'll tell you, there's nothing back there that I want. But in times like these, we need a Savior. When they started out there, when they got out of the city, it began to rain again with fire and brimstone. Can I tell you, in times like that, you need a Savior. When it comes down to me and you dying, friend, and we're going to die, it's appointed unto man once to die. And after that, there's going to be a judgment day. And in times like that, we need a Savior. I'm telling you, when it comes down to our deathbeds, a lot of people want to wait till then, but a lot of people's not in their right minds. And you don't get saved just when you want to. No man can come unto the Father unless the Father would send me drawing. If he's not pulling you, you'll not get saved. In times like this, we need a Savior. I'm telling you, when it comes down to dying, getting ready to cross old Chili Jordan, we got to have a way across. And he's the only way to get across. In times like these, we need a Savior. Friend, listen to me. In times like this right here where we're at, we need a Savior. Can I tell you, I've got me one. And I am not turning back. I've done got. There's a scripture in there said, my heart is fixed. I got a fix a long time ago. And I'm telling you what, that's the gospel. It fixed me. And I don't desire anything out there the world's got. I don't have to have a new car anymore. I don't have to have the big houses anymore because it ain't going to be long. I'm going to be leaving it. There's no use investing a lot of stuff for people to have when we're gone. Because it ain't going to last them long either. Listen to me. Go ahead, brother.
Now, what makes you think he can't put a tornado up my right way? Now, he's showed me, he cut it right away, right by right away, made a hard left. I was going to get my property surveyed.
Yeah.
But he wasn't doing the way I wanted it done. I wasn't doing things right. I wanted that dope, what old metal, yeah, and all kinds of stuff. And he's on me, hoping on me present, on me science. And
yeah,
he's proved all these things.
Yeah.
It took a long time for him to do it.
Yeah.
I'd go pretty good on my dozer, and if he had so much mud in my fuel tank, there'd be a lock on it. If, you know, they say, well, Rick, people ain't ready to hear what you got to say. Well, this is what God has showed me.
Yeah.
God has showed me some things that, now, if he shut that door, if he was ready for this.
You better believe
it. You know, he put me on my knees up there. I had my aunt come right over the radio talking to me. I sang a Christian song.
Yeah.
To me. I hadn't seen her in years.
Amen.
I want to talk to her. And the good Lord, he's strong. He's powerful.
You better believe it.
He kept telling me, get off that dope. Get off that. And I kept ignoring him and ignoring him. And I was growing pot stuff on the computer. He took and blowed a picture up of my coffee on the computer.
Yeah.
I said, what mass is after me? And, you know, I didn't know what was going on. And finally, the good Lord got me on my knees.
Yeah.
I was sleeping in the truck, didn't have a worse day or nothing, and he put me on rock bottom.
Yeah.
And I got on my knee, and I said, Lord, what is wrong? I said, I never talked to him like that, you know.
Yeah.
Lord wasn't somebody I talked to.
Yeah.
And finally, he beat me down, took my property, took my house. He like, well, I was a fault of that. God just let it happen.
Yeah.
And he got me where he wanted, like I'm an old wine bottle, broken pieces of glass.
Amen.
He taking each little piece. And
amen.
And he's putting it back together,
yeah,
the way he wants me. Like a
yeah,
piece of clay. And, I want to share that with y'all today.
Yeah. Amen.
Bless your heart, brother.
Bless you.
In times like that, you need a Savior.
Yeah.
I tell you, don't turn a deaf ear to him. Tonight as they come to sing. Don't know no one's heart but my own tonight. If you're here in this building and you've got a spiritual need, you need a Savior. Because there's no one else can take care of your sin problems. There's no one that can take care of your spiritual need. There's no one else can restore your joy but Him. If you're here tonight and you're lost, you need a Savior. And can I tell you, you better not boast thyself of tomorrow, because man knoweth not what a day may bring. There was a man over our way, and I'll say his name, but one of our preachers that go to church where I pastor, he had went and visited a man in the hospital here about a month ago, and he had cancer, and he was real bad. And Roger said he bawled and cried, 78 years old. And he told Roger, he said, I'm just not ready. He said, but when I do, I'm going to call you. The man went into a coma that night and died the next day. I believe God sent Roger to talk to him that last time. In times like that, that man should have accepted Jesus. I hope he did. I hope he did, but he never got to call Roger. And it's very doubtful that he did. Tonight, as you stand, as the singers sing, hey, I'll listen to you all night long now. Y'all's attentive to me. I'll listen to y'all. But friend, if you're here tonight and you're lost, why don't you just come on home right now? Don't get in the shape. You know what? That prodigal son went out and wasted everything he had. He lost everything till he come to himself, about like his brother, till he come to himself and decided to come home. God accepted him back home. Friend, tonight, won't you come home, as they say? Why don't you come? Why don't you come? Friend, won't you let the brakes off tonight? Church, don't sit back there with your brakes off. You come this altar. Come and pray. Get what you
She need. Ran away at 17. From what no child should have to call a home. Living life out on the streets, it taught her to be angry and so all alone. But one day off in the distance, She could hear the strangest words. Then she ran toward the sound of what her broken heart had heard. Whosoever will, let him come to me. I will grant you grace, and I will give you peace. Lay your burden down, no matter where you've been. I will love you still, till every wound is healed. Whosoever he lived a life of luxury. He lived a life of selfishness and greed. But 80 years had come and gone, and life had left him with a much greater need. Oh, how do you start over after all this time has passed? And from somewhere in his childhood, these words came rolling back. Whosoever will, let him come to me. I will grant you grace, and I will give you peace. Lay your burden down, no matter where you've been. Till every wound is healed, whosoever will. You are never God forsaken, though you might feel that you are. And Jesus is still there waiting for you in open arms. Whosoever will, let him come to me. Burden down, no matter where you've been. I will love you still, till every wound is healed. Whosoever will,
winding road to the old familiar markers of the mercies I have known. I know it may sound simple, but it's more than a cliche. There's no better way to tell you than to say God's been in my life. I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. And though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could, 'cause through it all, God's been good. Times replay
and I can see that I've cried some bitter tears. But I felt his arms around me as I faced my greatest fears. You see, I've had more gains and losses, and I've known more joy than hurt as his grace rolls down upon me, yet undeserved. For God's been good in my life. I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. Though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could, 'cause through it all, God's been good. For God has been my Father, my Savior, and my friend. His love was my beginning, and His love will be my end. I could spend forever trying to tell you everything He is. But the best way that I can say it is this: God's been good in my life. I feel so blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. And though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could, 'cause through it all, my God's been good.
Go in reverse order. We're going to keep singing. You got a need, you can come pray. You can sit down, whatever. You can. We're just going to sing a couple more.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
am his child, and I can place all my trust in him.
Love came.
came calling. Love came calling like a warm embrace. Every doubt and fear erased, He was calling. Love came calling like a faithful friend. Never be the same again, He was calling.
Love came calling. She had lived a life of such regret, beyond the line of grace, and yet He was calling. Love came calling.
Through her veil of tears and bitter pain, she heard His voice so clear and plain. He was calling. Love came calling. Love came calling like a warm embrace. Every doubt and fear erased, He was calling. Love came calling like a faithful friend. Never be the same again, He was calling.
Oh, love came calling. Long before I ever knew the sound of what could turn my life around, He was calling. Love came calling.
But when I heard the brilliant song of freedom where my heart belonged, He was calling. Love came calling.
Oh, He was calling.
We're just going to sing one more. Les, I want you to listen to the words of this song. It's talking about when God puts a mountain in front of you.
Yeah.
You speak to the mountain.
Right.
And you tell that mountain how big your God is.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This was my song when we were dealing with Ethan. And Ethan's getting fixed.
Yeah.
And God's going to take care of Benton
Amen.
Too.
Amen. Real quick. Aren't you glad that when we get into heaven, it's not going to be a bunch of strangers?
Right.
I'll say glory.
Amen.
I don't think I'll have to see his
in the foothills of sorrow, looking up from a valley of fear, you can see doubt off in the distance, and you're about to lose heart right here. But don't ever give in, don't ever give up. God is with you and you'll overcome. The mountain will tell you that you can't make it over. It will try to convince you that it's way too high. Though you feel defeated, know that God His promise. So you tell the mountain just how big your God is. Just try to remember all the trials He's brought to you through, and when His power gave you strength for the journey, the very hour you needed it to. So don't be discouraged, cause time after time, God's never failed you. So go on and climb. The mountain will tell you that you can't make it over. It will try to convince that it's way too high. Though you feel defeated, know that God keeps His promise. So you tell the mountain just how big your God is. Though you feel defeated, know that God keeps His promise. Tell the mountain just how big your God is. So you tell the mountain just how big your God is. Just how big your God is.
Talk, but I've given this testimony a few times, and 9 years ago, my children at the time, Sarah was about, she wasn't quite a year or so, and then they were 2 and 4, and I had been hurting for a few weeks, and finally after a few weeks, I just looked at Kevin. It was midnight one night, and I looked at him and said, I'm going to the emergency room. I can't take this anymore. So my aunt had taken me to the hospital, spent the whole night, finally had gotten some relief. About 7 o'clock that morning, the doctor come in. He said, Miss Landry, she's like, your platelets are 7,000. Well, I looked at him, and I said, I know I need to lose weight. There's things I need to do. You know, I get it. He said, no, ma'am. He said, I need you to be admitted. And within a half an hour, they were doing a bone marrow. Yeah. Well, Kevin walked in about that time. And before all this, I had already decided it was my gallbladder, and I didn't have time for that. And I was trying to figure out ways to get out of it. And so in the meantime, Kevin had walked in the room that morning, and he knew what that meant. I still didn't know what that meant. So at the time, they, you know, he had explained to me that they felt like it was leukemia. And, you know, there was just some things we needed to check out first. And I said, you talk about your world flipping upside down. It did in a second. Amen. And did the bone marrow test and through the whole process. And I said, Kevin couldn't come in there with me. He and his brothers were outside the door. But I had the sweetest nurse, and I just sang the whole time because it was not a fun thing to go through. And through the whole time, the doctor said to me, he's like, Miss Landers, he said, this is looking good. Oh, no, it just bent a needle. And I said, I felt that. And continued on, and I was in there for 5 days. And come to find out, I have an autoimmune disease that is semi-treatable, but had to stay in the hospital, had to get infusions, and still have to keep up on it. But I prayed that day on that bed, and it's a prayer that I will never forget. And I said, I have prayed for many people throughout the years, and I've been raised in a family that believe in the power of prayer, but that moment when I was on that bed having that bone marrow test, I felt prayer like I had never felt in my life. But I prayed. I said, Lord, I said, and I told Dr. Dragonfly, I said, whatever it takes, I'll do. Whatever it takes. I have three babies at home, whatever it takes. And I prayed. I said, Lord, I said, just allow me to raise my babies. Just allow me to raise my babies. Whatever it takes, I'll do. And, you know, I said through that, I said, you know, if it decides to take me now, I knew I was okay. And I knew that I knew where I was going. I knew that my children knew that too. You know, and the mother and the human side of you, I just wanted to raise my kids. But I knew that if God decided that was not the plan, that it was going to be okay. I'm thankful that so far I've been able to be healthy and things are well. And I'm able to raise my kids. And we have a busy, healthy, and a good life. And I thank the Lord for that. But I know that there is power in prayer. And I'm thankful for the opportunity to go to him in prayer. Because I know on that bed that day, it was between he and I. And I just said, Lord, just take care of me right now. I didn't know what else to say. Because to be honest, at that point, a little bit, I was just scared, you know. I remember just saying, Lord, just take care of me. And I want to thank him. We sing that song. We've sang I Can Trust Jesus for a year now. We've sang God is good. And I think, gosh, he's been so good to us.
Yeah.
He's been so good, and I'm just thankful that I can trust Jesus, because just like you said earlier, how do people go through everyday life without Jesus? And you know, through this, you know, we have this opportunity, and I said, Lord, you know, I promise I'll do what you have me to do. And we go to a tiny little church with not very many people, but I promise I'll do what I can do, you know, try to do my best as we do this ministry, Lord. It's not easy some days, but Lord, I'll do the best I can do for you. And I just always want to give him the honor and the praise. And I just feel like, I said, they'll probably get sick of hearing it, but I thank the Lord every time. Every time we sing that song, I thank him. And I thank him for prayer. And I don't know you and I don't know your situation, but I will be praying because I know that there is power in prayer.
When my life's work has ended and I cross a swelling tide, and the bright and glorious morning I shall see, I shall know my Redeemer when I reach the other side. And his smile will be the first to welcome me. I shall know I shall know him and redeemed by his side I shall stand. I shall know him. I shall all the nails in his hands. I shall know him. I shall know him. And redeemed by his side, I shall stand. I shall know him. I shall know him.
print of thy nails.
Help me, God.